This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The High Park Fire northwest of Fort Collins started 1 year ago, this coming Sunday. 259 homes were consumed by the 87,000-acre blaze. As of today, just 18% of fire victims have started the rebuilding process, and only 9 homes have been completed. The question following any disaster for those who've lost property is whether or not to rebuild. In the months following the High Park Fire, Larimer County created the position of recovery manager, a person who would assist homeowners in dealing with county regulations, insurance companies, and just being there to listen to people's stories. Suzanne Bassinger is that person. She joins me this morning to talk more about what she's seen and heard. Now, Suzanne, your job was partly based on a similar position that Boulder County created after the Four Mile Canyon fire there. Tell me a bit more about what you do.
There's two main focuses, I think. It's both the fire survivors and helping them in whatever way they need, and we've never done this before, so we didn't know what they needed. And the other is working with the other entities who are also doing mitigation activities, and that's the cities of Fort Collins, city of Greeley, the tri-districts, the water, well, who we call the water suppliers. Then there's the Forest Services involved, the Colorado State Forest Service, Colorado Department of Transportation. All those entities have interests, infrastructure up in the burn area, so we're all working to mitigate the fire activities, and part of my job is helping to coordinate those for Larimer County.
Okay, coordinating, facilitating. I know that's not an easy thing, too, when you have all these diverse agencies.
Correct, and especially when there is no roadmap. The job description is what you make it, really. It's working with identifying needs and then addressing those needs. And I really, like you said, I'm a facilitator and a clearinghouse of information and a clearinghouse of relationships, who to get in touch with for any particular issue as it comes up.
Let me ask you this. Where are we 12 months later of 259 homes destroyed by the High Park Fire? How many people have decided to rebuild?
As of the end of April, I saw the statistics, we had about 20% building permits out, so 20% of 259. So about 40 to 50 building permits have been issued. Only 9 of them of those are certificates of occupancy where they have finished and moved in.
Is that time frame typical for a disaster like this?
I think I heard from Boulder that typical rebuild is under 50%, several years out. You know, I say typical, but nothing's typical. This was one of the largest fires in Colorado. So we don't really have, like I said, again, I'll repeat it, a roadmap of how this is going to happen. We're hoping that we get up to 50% rebuild.
And it might take a few years, it sounds like.
What we're finding out is that the process to rebuild is a long one. And what happens first is the people have to regroup. The fire survivors, people who have lost their homes, have to go through the process of mentally, emotionally, and financially regrouping and deciding what do they want to do, what can they do financially. Working with the insurance company has been a real challenge for almost everybody. We're hearing numbers now that at least 30% of people are underinsured, either on their contents or their structure. But that's a big financial impact. And some people are just starting to figure out whether they can afford to rebuild.
So just in the scope of your position, I'm wondering about lessons that have been learned from this. Anything the state or cities or counties might do differently moving forward?
I have never done recovery work before. I was a water resource engineer. And I have learned some things in this process that have been surprising. And one of them is the lack of resources after a disaster. You know, you heard it after Katrina, and I thought that was appalling, and now you're hearing it after Sandy. And what it comes down to is it was a huge, huge devastating impact, both on the landscape and on the people who lost their homes. So there's a lot of people with a lot of impact, and we don't really have we certainly don't have any kind of financial resources to make people whole. And it comes down to the community. That's what I'm learning. And that really was a big aha moment for me, is it's the community that's going to help mitigate and restore the landscape. And it's the community who, if they choose to, reach out and help the fire survivors.
Thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Suzanne Bassinger is the recovery manager for Larimer County. She's been working with people who lost homes in last summer's High Park wildfire. Tomorrow, we'll hear from 2 fire survivors, one who's already rebuilt and another who's still trying to decide.
The first 3 weeks after it happened, I was like a zombie. And I said, no way am I going back up there and try to, you know. But how do you give this up? You know, it's beautiful.
Without finding an old barn and having it brought in and doing, which the expense, we couldn't do that.
KUNC's Grace Hood has that story as we look at the recovery process in the year after the High Park fire all this week. Join us tomorrow at this time on KUNC.